Remembering the Victims. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. A vigil tonight for those who lost their lives in the shooting at Covenant School in Nashville as police continue to investigate the motive for the shooting.
We feel that these students that were targeted were randomly targeted. There was not any particular student that they were, that she was looking for at the time of the incident.
Nashville Police Chief John Drake, who says 28-year-old Audrey Hale had multiple weapons that she purchased legally and was undergoing mental health treatment. He says her parents told him they thought she sold all her weapons, but she had several hidden inside the house. The NTSB says it's conducting a safety investigation after the explosion last Friday at a chocolate factory in West Reading, Pennsylvania, that killed 7 people and sent 10 to the hospital. President Biden spent the day in North Carolina pushing his Investing in America tour with a stop at a chip manufacturing facility.
The president toured Wolfspeed in Durham, North Carolina, which announced a $5 billion investment in expansion in part due to the CHIPS Act. President Biden said that and the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, along with the infrastructure law, are meant to shift us away from a reliance on foreign imports.
Instead of relying on minerals made overseas in places like China, the supply chain will be here in America. Here in North Carolina. It's a game changer.
Wolfspeed CEO also announced as part of this a new partnership with North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University that will focus on next generation chip technology.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Northern California hit with another powerful storm, bringing more wind, rain and snow. Forecasters have warned of heavy snow in coastal mountains and the Sierra Nevada, where they say accumulations up to 4 feet are possible. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas before a Senate panel telling lawmakers the Biden administration is going after illegal immigration like never before.
Last year, we launched an unprecedented campaign that has led to the arrest of more than 9,100 smugglers and the disruption of over 9,000 human smuggling operations.
Last week, the president and Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau agreed to crack down on migrant crossings in the northern border. The race is on for mayor in Chicago, with the runoff election coming up a week from today.
Candidates Paul Vallis at 46%, Brandon Johnson at 41%. When undecided voters were pushed to choose, Vallis, the former Chicago Public Schools CEO, is at 53%. Johnson, the Cook County Commissioner, at 47%. According to Emerson College, which surveyed 1,000 likely Chicago voters, but if you toss out the poll's margin of accuracy, there's a chance the two are actually tied. The Chicago Board of Election Commissioners says they see no sign of any early voting surge in turnout and believe next week's turnout will be similar to February's disappointing low turnout numbers. According to the board, more than 77,000 ballots have been cast early, with the majority of those being in-person votes. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Three active duty military members are taking the initial step to sue the federal government over jet fuel that contaminated drinking water in Hawaii. Navy Ensign Coda Freeman, Army Colonel Jessica Whaley, and Army Major Amanda Fine filed claim forms with the Navy late yesterday. In 2021, jet fuel spilled from a drain line at the fuel storage facility. It got into a drinking water well and then into the Navy's water system, which serves 93,000 people in and around Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickam. Nearly 6,000 people sought medical attention, complaining of nausea, headaches, and sores. The military put about 4,000 families in hotels for several months. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.